Welcome to this latest edition of the Real Deal Podcast. Recording this on a Wednesday. Hope everybody out there is having a great week. Summer, man, summer is going by just basically almost over. Got like what, a month left. And if you going back to school, summer's basically over. But it's okay. We'll get there. Of course, this is episode 904 of the Real Deal Podcast. We are also approaching season 16, so keep that in mind. As I continue to review the classic epic show, Snowfall, season 1, episode 9, Story of a Scar. So before we even get to themes, quick recap. Franklin's lies start to get exposed. Romero takes control, and Alejandro finds a new connect. Some of the themes, I had two themes. None of us are free. It's just business. Now, None of Us Are Free, of course, was the closing song, just brilliantly sung by Solomon Burke. And if you don't know who Solomon Burke is, you have to be of a certain age, just a legendary singer. He wrote and sung one of the great television songs of all time in Fast Train, that would appear on The Wire. Remember in season 3 finale that ended the Barksdale's reign, signified the end of the Barksdale's reign as a closing montage. And he does it again with this song. The song is a beautiful song, and I had to put this up as one of the themes. It's just business. A number of our characters face decisions in where they have to be level-headed, and they have to not allow personal vendettas or personal feelings to get in the way of business. So we'll flush that out. I love this episode. This was easily the penultimate. And a lot of times you see this in television, cable television as well. The penultimate episode of a season, normally, chances are, is the best episode of the season with a lot of these shows. And this was no different. This was a fabulous, this was from start to finish. This episode was top tier. You see a lot of characters being forced into corners. And you see a lot of our top favorite characters having to make sacrifices. And that could have been another theme in terms of sacrifice, because a number of our characters had to make extreme sacrifices in order to get what they want. We're going to deep dive Claudia. So Claudia, was brilliantly played by Judith Scott. I really hadn't talked a lot about Claudia, because when I started doing season 4, that character, was, and spoiler alert, but that character wasn't really a part of the show anymore. So that's a semi-spoiler alert. So as I've watched this season come about, I really have a deep respect for Claudia's the character of Claudia. She is calculated. She operates. She stays in her lane. She doesn't make emotional moves. She's charming, yet can be deadly, as far as, she'll kill you if you push her to it. And really a measure, as you look at these characters up until this point in terms of the mistakes that have been made, especially by our main characters. Claudia, now, is not a main character, but Claudia up until this point is one of the few characters that hasn't made a mistake when you think about it. She really hasn't made a mistake. There has been no slippage up until this, again, keyword, the key phrase, up until this point. But has her own club, knows that she's not all the way in the drug. She's a queenpin, but she's not heavy into the drugs. She does enough to maintain her business and, keep money in her pocket. And she, again, the importance of this character can't be amplified enough. Considering what who she's connected to Louis, connected to Franklin, so she plays a major role, and will play a major role in a number of these outcomes, not only this season but also moving forward as we continue to as we get to season 2 as well. So again, I love this character. Again, the actress that plays this is just a yeoman's job with this particular character. She rarely, you didn't see her this season ever lose control. Like, she was in total control. And listen, she's straight up. She knows what she wants. She has a boundary. She's not going to go past her boundary to appease you. Like, I do for you, you have to do for me. And that's how she moves. That's how she moves, of course, throughout the course of season one. Again, we will see her in season two. So I did give you a little spoiler, but that's a good spoiler. Best scenes. Now, I can be honest with you. I could have added at least 4 or 5 more scenes with this episode. There were a number. These are the key scenes, but that's how great of an episode that this was. We're going to begin with Franklin and Sissy. So Franklin's coming home following the shooting of Leon. Leon got shot twice. Sissy was at the hospital. Franklin, again, has to pretend as if like he had zero to do with it as far as being connected to it. So he immediately tells his mom a bunch of lies. She, you know, reads him out. She reads through his lies, sees right through his lies based on the fact that Jerome had came over and basically gave it away in terms of the fact that he was selling nickel dime bags for Jerome. Now, of course, she is way behind because Franklin at this point is a borderline, not quite yet, but he's headed towards, you know, kingpin status. So he's dealing with cocaine and what have you. So she's behind as far as where her son is at in terms of the drug game. But she jumps on him about the drug game, about, you know, him lying to her. We found out the key part to me to this scene was the fact that we find out that he quit college. That to me was the part that kind of stood out about this scene. And again, you know, I want to kind of take off my education, put on my education hat here. What happens to a lot of our youth when they don't either go to college or drop out of high school? Or they are in a place where, you know, you have a drug infested, you know, places in terms of where they live in. It normally turns out this way in many senses, especially thinking about not going to college. But I think that this scene show just told you, gave you a sense of what Franklin could have been. Like, this guy could have easily, if he stayed in college, his life, of course, would have been completely different. And this, as brilliant and smart as Franklin Saint is, you know, it could have been anything. So I think they wanted to give you that little piece, that little nugget, as far as it just give you some more insight in terms of to the character Franklin Saint. But again, this is the first of many lies that Franklin will tell Sissy. Sissy and Louie, this was probably my favorite scene in the whole episode. I think pound for pound, that scene for scene, that this was the best scene in the episode. So Sissy comes over to Louis' house, or Jerome's house. Jerome's not there. Franklin's not there. Sissy is hot, finding out that, Franklin is indeed in the drug game. And she believes that he has some way, somehow, was connected to Leon getting shot, not directly, but in terms of like it was behind some of his actions with the drugs and what have you. So Sissy was blaming everybody. She comes at Louie at the end of the scene, towards the latter part of the scene, telling Louie, hey, what did you have to do with this? Louie retorts like, look, we haven't made Franklin do anything that he didn't want to do, which was correct. Jerome was trying to get him out of the game, we mentioned this earlier in the season. Jerome somewhat encouraged him not to go, but didn't always say, no, you shouldn't do this. Like, remember, Jerome introduced him from the standpoint of the nickel bags. So let's keep that in mind as well. So that was not true in a sense, but what she's basically trying to say, what Louis basically was trying to say, is Frank is in essence a grown man from that standpoint, in terms of he's making grown man decisions. Now, what pisses Sissy off the most is when Louis came forward and saying, you're blaming everybody else. You can blame me. You can blame Jerome. You're not blaming the person that in the bear, and that's of course herself. He saw what you had. And he said he basically wasn't going to do this. And when I mean saw what you had, in terms of she said she came flat out, you basically got a shitty job. You kissing the asses of a white man for crumbs. And she goes hard in on Sissy. Sissy came right back with, You know, I'm not going to be this hustler just good for laying on my back and doing nothing else and hustling and laying on my back. And at that point, when I first saw this episode, I thought they were going to go to blows. Like, two women that angry going at each other, saying what they said. I thought that for sure that they were going to, like, that was going to be a fight. But as Sissy's walking out, Louis says, you know, take your hostage to your ass on. Basically, and you know, again, this is something I seen again. We haven't seen this over the course of the season, but this is something. There's no question that this is something that had been building up. Like we can predict the backstory. Some of the backstory, I'm sure, on both these characters were the fact that Sissy really didn't care for Louis, and Louis didn't care for Sissy. So this is something to me that had been building up. Not only the entire season, but even with the backstory. Phenomenal scene. Both actresses were incredible. And again, this is the type of scene that you can easily overact when you're angry or when you're trying to play a character that is angry. Not the case with Michael Hyatt. Now I forgot the actress who plays, and I should know, I follow her on Instagram, so I definitely should know her. Not the case with this Louis, the character that plays Louis, and I will get that name come to me hopefully before the podcast is over. Franklin and Leon's out the hospital, is laying on the couch. Franklin comes in, jokes with the family, gives his brother and sister some money to go get some ice cream or some candy or whatever. And you have Leon talking about, what's the next move? Now, this is the first time that I see Leon and Franklin, you know, basically do their Stringer, Avon, Marlo, Chris impression as far as being on the same page and speaking like two guys who are going to go far in the drug game. Leon says, look, it's not about payback, it's about sending a message in terms of, hey, if we're going to do this, if we're going to reach the level that we want to reach as far as the drug game, people got to know that we're not to be fucked with, period. Like, that's so Franklin was right, you know, right in step, you know, with a plan in mind in terms of what they were going to do next. But again, this was the first scene where they both were completely on the same page, and they both made sense in terms of what was the next step was going to be. And of course, we will find out that next step in the not only with this episode, but also in the season finale. Lucia Romero. So Romero takes over the business. That was the consequence of him finding out through Pedro telling him. He takes over the business. He, in essence, cuts out Gustavo. And you have a situation where, as they are progressing with how the business is going to move forward, he tells Lucio, hey, we need somebody else that can help you, that knows how to work the books, just in case something happens to you. Now, when this line is said by the actor who plays Romero, immediately you see the camera go to Lucia's face, and again, without giving anything away, you know that that scene, you know, just keep that scene, file this scene away. We will expand on the scene that much more in later episode, maybe even in the next episode. But this was a very critical scene. Now, I can't tell you again, even if you've seen the episode before, I'm still trying to avoid the spoiler from that standpoint. But this was a very, very critical scene. And of course, in the final montage, we see I left out one scene that I should put on here. Franklin and Ray Ray. So Franklin and Ray Ray meet up at the diner. They both kind of go back and forth about, you know, Franklin being jumped by them and then Franklin retaliating and what have you. But Franklin basically says, look, let's put this aside. This is about business. And we don't see exactly how the meeting turns out, but you'll certainly see in the next episode. Of course, this meeting, and to get back to Claudia, this meeting was facilitated by Claudia. And the reason why Claudia was able to facilitate, was even willing to facilitate this meeting, was because the price was Louis. So Louis, in essence, we see the final montage that Louis goes to Claudia, assume that they're gonna have sex. So that's definitely to be assumed that they had sex. And now Louis and Claudia has a thing. They had a thing back in the day, going back in the past. So that was the price. And in return, and we saw a scene with Franklin and Louis. Franklin basically says, and I have it here, like Franklin says, Louis basically says, look, if you want me to go with Claudia, then what's in it for me? And what's in it, what should be in it for me is I want that club. Franklin laughs. Louis wasn't laughing. So Louis tells Franklin, hey, I know you're going to handle the business with Lenny and Ray Ray and that. I know you got that covered. But if I'm going to do this for Claudia, go with Claudia, you got to get something in exchange for me. And this is, again, one of many times that you will see Franklin and Louis conversing about making trades with each other from that standpoint, or having to get something, trying to get something from each other. You will see that this will not be the last time you see that. But of course, we had a final montage of different scenes that were setting up the next episode, the finale. Teddy, of course, has a major decision on his hand. Victoria is back on the case. Victoria has had pictures taken of Alejandro, so now she's reinvigorated with the pictures that she has from Alejandro in those pictures. So now she's back on the case. So that's a major problem for Teddy and Alejandro. Alejandro, of course, gets a new connect. Teddy's followed Alejandro. So we saw the two drug dealers, and we see the new connect, not drug dealers, but connect that Teddy, that Alejandro's with. You see Sissy getting ready for work. You see Louis go with Claudia, and that's the song that ends with the song "Number Set Free." And also, you see one thing, a key part as well that I forgot to mention. Lucille's father passes away, so now Ramiro is in absolutely total control. And now, you know, you see again a very intense stare between Lucille and Ramiro. Remember that stare when we talk about the next episode. As far as the MVP, I think Sissy Saint. Now, you could have went Franklin with the strategy and with some of the moves he made, but I think Sissy Saint. Michael Hyatt in this episode was spectacular. She's playing a concerned yet naive mother. I've been a Michael Hyatt fan for years, even going back to when she was playing D'Angelo Barksdale's mother in The Wire. And, you know, when you watch this performance, you don't see Brianna Barksdale. I don't watch it. What I say, you know, that's Brianna Barksdale. Again, they're both, you know, series, The Wire and even in Snowfall, to even more so dealt with the drug game. And, some might try to argue, well, this is the same role. No, it's not the same role. She's playing a mother. But she's playing a different mother. Now, if Brianna Barksdale was Franklin Saint's mom, Franklin Saint would have been, he still would have been a drug kingpin. Because Brianna Barksdale, we know, was about that life as far as the drug game, Avon Barksdale's sister. But the character Sissy Saint, again, playing that role where you are, again, the naive, concerned mother who, you know, trying to make the best for her son, single mom. She's, you know, it's a very tricky role to play without overacting, without being overly dramatic, things of that nature. Her performances, especially in this episode, even though there were a couple times where she got angry, were very, very measured. And it was, so I had her as the MVP of the episode. And she, by the way, she had two of the best scenes. The scene with Franklin, the beginning, and I think the Louis scene was the best scene in the entire episode. So we have one episode left before we wrap up season one. It's called, I think, the Rubicon. So we have one episode left until we get to season two. Again, it was a lot of action in that episode. Look forward to discussing it with you on the next edition of the Real Deal Podcast. I will see you next time. So long.